On Thursday, a junior varsity baseball coach at Taconic High School in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, was arraigned in Central Berkshire District Court on multiple charges related to sexual misconduct with students on the team. WAMC spoke with Berkshire County District Attorney Andrea Harrington about the case and why she thinks more allegations against Scott Nimmons could emerge. Neither the school nor the superintendent immediately responded to request for comment.
The rules of professional responsibility do limit what I can say ethically in the press about cases that are pending. But what I can tell you is that this individual was arraigned yesterday in Central Berkshire District Court on four different counts that relate to his treatment of young women on the Taconic baseball team. And our concern right now, and one of the primary reasons why I'm talking to you, is that there could potentially be other victims, and we very much would like for any other people in our community who have been victimized by Mr. Nimmons to contact the Pittsfield Police Department.
Three separate charges are brought against Mr. Nimmons, the first being two counts of obscene matter to minors. What does that charge indicate?
It indicates that Mr. Nimmons was really using electronic devices and social media in his conduct toward these young people, which is why my office really sought and was successful in obtaining a comprehensive set of release conditions, which included limiting the defendant's use of social media and electronics. So that is a tool that predators often use in preying on young victims in our community.
The second distinct charge is child in nude, lascivious, pose, or exhibit. What does that charge indicate?
Well, that again has to do with the use of electronic media. And a lot of these charges relate to the way Mr. Nimmons used social media to prey on his victim.
The third distinct charge is a count of trafficking of person under 18 for sexual servitude, certainly the most dramatic of the charges. What does that mean?
That is, you know, somebody who attempts to obtain sexual, things of a sexual nature in exchange for something. And so this case is on track for indictment in Superior Court. These are very serious charges. And I will tell you that this case is really indicative of a culture that we have here in our community that young people and young women in particular just live in every day. And it's a culture of sexual violence towards them. And in the district attorney's office, we see a lot of this kind of treatment towards young women. Oftentimes, it's peer-to-peer. So the fact that we have somebody who was an adult in a trusted position that is doing this is very, very, very concerning. And what we really want to make sure is that young people in our community who are brave enough to come forward know that there are adults that will stand behind them and that we take this kind of behavior seriously. It is a crime, and we will prosecute it aggressively.